Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to see you out there. This is so cool. My mom's here. Hi, Mom. Mom says hello. Her name is Nancy, but I call her Mom in class. So if you hear me say, Mom, lock your leg, I'm actually talking to my mom. So how cool is this? Good to see you all. Let's get our breathing on. Pranayama, deep breathing. Stand up nice and tall, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. All right, interlace fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. Make sure the chin and knuckles are together like glue and even with a little pressure between each other throughout the posture. Suck in your stomach, stand up tall. Let's begin, please inhale breathing. Elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers, full lungs. Now exhale breathing, open your mouth nice and wide, push the chin back with the knuckles. Elbows stay nice and high away from the chest, coming forward towards the mirror, elbows come together. Inhale, breathing, separate and lift the elbows slowly. At the same time, bring the chin down, everything synchronized with your inhale. Now exhale, breathing, head up, open your mouth, push the chin back. Look for the wall behind you, eyes all the way back, and then elbows come together. Good, Carolyn, inhale, one, head down, two, three, suck in your stomach, four, five, elbow points all the way to the ceiling. Six, exhale, breathing. One, look back. Two, three, push the head. Four, now suck in your stomach more. Exhale completely. Inhale, breathing, head down. The more you suck in the stomach on the inhale, and the more you inhale, the more of your lungs you will use. Exhale, that's very good. Chest lifted. Keep it lifted so nothing drops. The head goes back, but the breastbone stays lifted, spine straight. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, breathe in a little more, use your extra strength on six. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, all the way, five, little more stomach in, six, elbows together. Again, please inhale. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale until you cannot breathe in anymore. And then exhale, breathing, same exact thing. Removing the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. So a little extra strength needed at the end. Inhale, breathing, mouth closed. You can even flare your nostrils. The nose is just a neutral passageway. Air control is by the throat. Exhale, breathing, and same on the exhale. The mouth is just a passageway. All of the control of the exhale by the throat, please. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, suck in your stomach, six, hold it in. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, suck in your stomach, five, elbows together, six, inhale, breathing again, few more. As you're getting to the end of the inhale, make sure the body weight is still all the way back on your heels. That's it. Now exhale, breathing, lift up the center of the chest. You can drop the shoulders down though. Yeah, good, Mom, shoulders completely relax, elbows together, two more, please, inhale. Press your middle inner thighs together, weight on the heels, chest all the way up. That's it. Now exhale, keeping the chest lifted right there. Drop the shoulders as soon as you can. Now squeeze out as much air as possible. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing. Towards the end of the inhale, keep pulling stomach in more and more till you see the rib cage expand. Now exhale, breathing, head up, open your mouth. And then as you get towards the end of the exhale, squeeze out as much air as you can, stomach in, elbows together. Good. Arms down to the sides. Your chest up is better today. This is my mom's third class in what, 4 days? And third class in 10 months. So it's getting better, yes? Yeah, but anyway, on the exhale, you're keeping the chest lifted better than you were on the first day. Okay. Isn't that good news? All right. Let's do second set. Interlace the fingers. Touch your knuckles underneath the chin. I like that. Third class in 4 days and third class in 10 months. I have to write that down. Okay. Suck in your stomach. Stand up tall. Inhale. One, two, three, halfway, four, five. Elbow points all the way up. Six. Exhale, breathing. One, keep the chest lifted. Three, look back. Four, five, get a nice tight grip, elbows together, six. Inhale, breathing, lift and separate the elbows. Bring the chin down slowly, pressing into the fingers, hold it. Nice, Kathy. Exhale, breathing. Keep the elbows high, but the shoulders drop down. Breastbone stays lifted. Look all the way back behind you. Inhale, head down. Try to make a consistent sound by the throat for the entire six counts of the inhale. And now exhale. A little bit easier on the exhale to make a consistent sound by the throat. H-A, all the way back. Inhale, head down. It's the same control by the throat on the inhale and the exhale. It's just whether mouth is opened or closed. Exhale, breathing. One, look up. Two, three, head goes back. Four, five, suck in your stomach. Six, elbows together. Inhale, push the chin against the knuckles to bring the head down slowly, strengthening the neck and improving the mobility. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin with the knuckles. The chin resists the knuckles, also helping you strengthen your neck. Inhale, elbows separate and lift up. Now take the center of the chest, both elbows and the armpits, all those body parts lift. Exhale, leaving all of them up nice and high. Let the tops of the shoulders drop and relax completely. Elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four, five. Breathe in as much as you can, six. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, push the head, four, keep exhaling, five, little bit extra at the end. Inhale, head down. Now take the air in slowly enough so you're still breathing in on five and six. Exhale, breathing, head up, same exact thing. Exhale slowly enough so you are still exhaling up until the sixth count. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, pull the stomach in, six, hold it in, exhale, one, mouth open, two, three, hips a little forward, four, five, keep exhaling until six, elbows together, inhale, breathing, almost done with the second set. Keep your body weight to the heels, breathe in a little more, it's okay if you feel a little bit dizzy even. Exhale, breathing, H-A, make sure the end of the exhale is always stronger than the beginning of the exhale, last two, please, inhale, breathing. The end of the inhale stronger than the beginning of it as well. Use a little extra effort to bring in more air. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin with the knuckles, head up. Chin resists the knuckles. Exhale, a little bit more, a little bit more. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach. Look for your rib cage to expand to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing. Take your time. Use your extra strength at the end of the exhale. Push out the air. It's a little bit uncomfortable when you really squeeze it out. That's all right. Elbows come together. Okay, that's enough. Arms down to the sides. Wonderful. That looked great, you guys. Just all of it. Everything. Now we get to breathe by the nose only. Nice and smooth. Nice, quiet flow of air. Half moon pose with hands to feet pose. Take a deep breath. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release your pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Go ahead, do your warm-up. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times. Right and left, right and left. When you're going through the center, try to get everything lifted. Try to touch the ceiling. You're always trying to go up against gravity, away from the planet a little bit, just a couple millimeters maybe. All right, when you cannot stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Now, keep the breathing smooth by the nose at all times. Push your hips a little forward, weight to the heels. Arms back and chin up, opening up the chest. Try to eliminate any gap between arm biceps and the ears. No gap between hands, palms, all the way up to the wrists. Now, as you're inhaling, suck in your stomach. Try to touch the ceiling. Very good lift, Kathy. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. The exact same time, push your hips to the left. Beyond your flexibility, beyond the center line of the body, you move the hips and come down to create a stretch all over the left side of the body, all over, inside out, bones to the skin. As you come down, make sure the maximum body weight stays on your heels. Very nice form, Kay. Excellent. Press the middle inner thighs together. Hold the stomach in and then take a nice deep breath. Center of the chest, right at the breastbone, lifts up, even though you're bending and coming down. So there's upward energy and the body is coming down. They can happen at the same time. Bring the right shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest. Everyone, the hips look good. Come down a little more, keeping the left hip forward so both hips stay in one line. Now, when you inhale next time, bring the whole upper body forward. I want the chest above the hips. Right now, it's a little bit behind. You're okay. Bring it forward. There you go. Now, inhale. Lift up the breastbone. There you go. Squeeze hands to lock the right elbow. Exhale. Come down. Push your hips a little bit more to the left side. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Hips a little forward. Arms back. So try to get the body all above your heels. Everything. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right. The trick is to keep the rib cage up and over the pelvis and over the heels instead of letting it drop behind you. That's it. So come down a little bit, push your hips to the right side, keeping your body weight on the heels. The middle inner thighs pressed together, stomach, suck it in, please. Now come down a little more, keeping the hips in one line, creating stretching all over the right side of the body. Inside out bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Now when you inhale next, pick the chin up a little bit more. So the neck is visible, the whole neck, all the way up almost to the chin. That's good, Carolyn, with the chin up. Now, bottom or left shoulder, rib cage and armpit, bring it forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Squeeze your hands tightly together and push your hands out to the left. Exhale, come down, push your hips a little bit more to the right. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath in, full lungs. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Now keep the breathing very smooth. Immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. So look for something back there. Point towards what you're looking at. And now inhale, push the hands past the face, well beyond the face, to straighten the elbows and move the shoulders. There. Now take a deep breath, and as you exhale, push your hips forward, push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward. Maximum body weight on the heels. It's very good, hips forward. Okay, now squeeze hands and press the hands past the face, opening up chest and shoulders. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Take your time. Hands on the floor in front of you. You may bend the knees, but try to keep your arms up with your ears all the way down. You got it, Lynn. Keep pushing the hands away from the top of the head as you get down there. Once you're touching the floor, that's so good, Kay. That's really changed a lot. All right, move your hips back and forth a few times by bending the right knee, then left, right, left, right, left, warming up the lower spine. As you're exhaling, sweep your hands all the way around behind your feet. Scoop up the heels, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. All 10 fingers pointing forward. Pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. But the stomach presses on the legs and slides down the legs too. It's not just contact. I want a little bit of pressure between the abdomen and the legs. Now try to touch your face to the shins, and if it doesn't go all the way, just bring it halfway or some amount where you feel the limit. Now roll forward so the body weight is distributed across the base of all 10 toes. Pull continuously. Push your knees back to create a stretch all over underneath the legs, but I want you to feel just as much intensity in the abdomen as you do in the backs of the thighs. So pull on the heels, push the elbows towards the back while sucking your stomach. Try to lock the knees. Bring your hands back around in front of you. So this is really a strength posture as much as it is a stretching posture. Interlace fingers, inhale, lift your arms and head up together. Take a deep breath at the top, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the side. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Hips a little forward, arms back, chin up. Now I want you to kind of squish your own body from front to back. Stomach in, hips forward, inhale, go straight up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin right side bending. Push your hips to the left at the same time you reach out to the right. So you don't only bend to the right, you try to take your whole body over to the right side of the room. That's great shoulders, user. Keep squeezing hands. The shoulders are quite mobile. Now see if you can take your hands, user, and push them a few inches to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left. That's it. So you feel tremendous stretch all the way down to the outer hip and outer left leg. You will eventually feel a stretch down there too. So you can take the hands and the hips. If you've got a mirror there, you push them away from each other so you can see the decompression, length, and stretching. Come down for five, suck in your stomach, 4. Left hip cage just a little forward. 4. Come down and push. 3. That's it. 2. Squeeze hands in. Reach to the right. 1. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Just a quick reset. Try to press the body in from front to back. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Left side bending. Push your hips to the right. Begin, please. You bend at the same time you push the hips. Push the hands further from the top of the head. That little gap between the top of the head and your hands at the wrists, you try to make it longer, and it will get narrower too. Come down a little more. Push your hips to the right side. Very good. Now when you inhale, suck in your stomach. Lift up the breastbone. It's normal if things shake a little bit. That's right, Mom. That's really good. When you inhale next, pick the chin up. And make sure you coordinate the energy of the posture with the inhale. So inhale, chin up. Exhale smoothly. Inhale, left shoulder forward. Now exhale, come down. Push, everybody. Push, exhale, push. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Take a nice deep breath. Half moon pose. Drop your head all the way back. This is truly half moon pose. Backward bending, healing the spine. Now press the hands past the face. Notice what you're looking at. Keep your eyes focused there. Point towards that spot and now push your hands back for 10 counts. Breathe smoothly. 9. 8. So the elbows straighten. 7. Take a deep breath. 6. Push your hips forward. 5. 4. Stomach and thighs forward. 3. Push the hands past the face. 2. Go and touch the wall behind you. 1. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Try to keep your chin up, arms and ears together. Come forward. Bend your knees as much as you need to. Suck in your stomach. Lynn, that back bend is changing. That's pretty fun. That's really cool. All right, little warm up. It's getting more even, Lynn. It's more distributed on the whole spine. As soon as you're ready, grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching side by side. Suck in your stomach to press the upper body to the legs. And upper body slides down the legs. Now, if you've got the hands anywhere on the floor, fingers are bent so you can push the fingernails and the first knuckles down. Push the base of the big toes down. Upper body slides down the legs. In other words, stretching your body down towards the floor, coccyx to the head. Roll forward. When you exhale, elbows towards the back wall. When you exhale, push the knuckles and base of the toes down. When you exhale, pull on the heels, push the knees back, top of the head closer to the tops of your feet. Now try to keep the face with the legs. Bring your hands back around in front of you, touching the floor. Hands will come together. Interlace the fingers. Now lift your arms and head up. Everything together. Very nice. Arms down to the sides. Awkward poses next. Right foot step out to the right. 6 inches throughout the posture. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing. Arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. Arms energized. All the way out to the fingertips, nothing loose, nothing hanging. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Check that your feet are still pointing straight ahead, not turning in, not turning out. Maintaining 6 inches between heels, between big toes, between your knees, and between your hands. Now suck in your stomach, tightening up, rib cage visible from the front. Lift your chest up. Bring your entire upper body back. Try to fall down backwards, and now drop the hips just a little lower in the chair. Inhale, breathing, come up. Please, arms stay right there. Second part, go all the way up on the tiptoes, as high as possible. As you're inhaling, suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus one point in front of you. Sit right down on the tops of the toes, immediately thighs parallel to the floor. Push your big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. That's at the ankles. Press straight forward, straight ahead. Upper body stretches up. Hips a little forward, Carolyn. Lean back, heels up, knees up. Hold it right there. Very good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Now, feet flat for a second. Roll the body weight forward towards the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Very slowly sit down. Take a minimum of 10 counts to get all the way down. Leaning against an imaginary wall behind you. At the part where you feel a little bit wobbly or the body wants to lean forward, just slow it down a little bit there. That is exactly where you will get stronger. Keep the knees together, especially if you're sitting down very close to the heels. Push your knees down and forward, upper body back, and upper body stretching up towards the ceiling. Keeping the knees together, suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, and come up, leaning against the imaginary wall, complete depression of your own abdominal wall. Very nice. Feet together and arms down to the sides. Take a deep breath in. Exhale smoothly by the nose. Second set, awkward pose. Right foot step out 6 inches, please. Feet parallel to each other. As you're inhaling, bring the arms up. Exhale that breath and sit down. Feet flat position. You can coordinate a lot of the posture set up with an inhale or with an exhale. Certain things make sense to inhale with. Stretching the spine up towards the ceiling, always with an inhale. Now sit down here, weight to the heels. That looks good. See if the hips will go down anymore. That's good, Mom. Don't sit any lower than that. That's good. Now just lift up the chest, lean back, way back, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good. Stand up on the tiptoes as high as possible, maximum. Sometimes I'll watch the ankles in this posture. I know we want to keep the eyes up, but if you watch the ankles and watch them press forward, this can help you stabilize the feet. Go ahead, sit right down on the tops of the toes. Just 10 counts, heels up, 9. Press ankles forward, 8. 7. Push the big toes down, 6. Come up higher on the toes, 5. Looks good with the feet, K, 4. Suck in your stomach, 3. Hips a little bit forward, 2. Heels up, knees up, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, feet flat for a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes, squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, stretch the spine up towards the ceiling, and then sit down. But please maintain the stomach in and the whole lift of the rib cage and spine as you're sitting down. So yes, in a certain sense, the body is lowering, but in other senses, the body is actively lifted. Lynn, that's very nice straight spine. However low you sit, you have spine straight right there. Keep the knees together, press them down and forward. That's good, juicer. Now, see if you can come up a couple of inches and hold it. Inhale, hold it, inhale, hold it, and now come up the rest of the way. Yep, that's very good for developing the strength to get back up. Nice job, everyone. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. Inhale, the breath in between the posture is very important, and exhale by the nose. All right, eagle posture is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, bend your knees and sit down in the chair, please. Body weight to both heels for a second, upper body back a couple of inches. Staying down there, lift your right leg up as high as it will go over the left. Try to create pressure between the thighs. So sit down little by little until the foot goes behind the left calf muscle, all 5 toes visible in the mirror. If the foot is coming out, sit down more. If you're losing the balance, make sure the stomach is in, pulling the elbows down, upper body back a little bit. Sit down more, twisting like ropes, and one more upper body back at the end. Come up, please, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm, cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Now pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can on 2 feet with your body weight to the heels and upper body back a couple of inches. There you go. Now left leg lift up over the right. Cross your legs, twisting like ropes. Left foot behind the right calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. Now suck in your stomach. Lift your chest up so the abdomen goes up and back away from your thighs. Sit down a little more. Pull the elbows down more, upper body back at the end. Very nice. Come up, please. Feet together. So steady, you guys. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Just get the best grip that you can. Pull the elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Suck in your stomach. Sit down on 2 feet. Please weight on the heels. Upper body back a little bit. Try to stay down low. Nice sitting down, Carolyn and Juicer. Right leg lift up. That's very nice low. Lunge, and then you just try to lift the leg. Excellent control, you guys. Now, if the foot does go behind the calf muscle, let the foot flatten so the ankle and calf muscle get no gap between them. You can let the big toe slide straight down towards the heel as you sit down more. Looks good. Okay, then top knee a little bit to your right, but keep the standing knee pointing forward. Elbows right below the nose. Try to get the right wrist straight. So you get hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Last one. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Get your best grip. Pull the elbows straight down and sit down in the chair. Please body weight on the heels. Go as low as you can, but keep the upper body lifted as much as possible. Good. Now lift the left leg straight up and over the right. That's it. Very nice. Once the foot goes behind the calf muscle, the big toe slides straight down towards the heel. Eliminate any gap between the ankle and calf muscle. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Top knee to the left a little bit. Try to get left wrist straight. So hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line in the center line of the body. Sit down more, twisting leg ropes, upper body back at the end. Stand up, everyone. Excellent. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. All right, party time. If you need a little sip of water, just a breath or two. Now it is time for standing head to knee. Please feel free to ask questions in between any postures if you have them, mom included. All right. Let's do it. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Take a nice deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Round the spine forward. Grab the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. You can turn the toes up, flexing the foot from the ankle on the way to picking up the foot. So even if you don't grab it, you have the posture happening. You're standing on one leg, right leg is up, and your spine is rounded. Get a nice tight grip, thumbs included underneath the foot. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push the left knee back until your leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the left foot. Whole leg locked like a lamppost, solid concrete, unbroken. On an inhale, very, very slowly and gently, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Standing leg remains locked. Push the entire left foot firmly to the floor. Take a deep breath. Kick your right heel forward at the same time you suck in your stomach. Flex the foot from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Try to get both legs locked, and once you can balance there comfortably with both legs locked, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Hold for three. Suck in your stomach, two. Standing leg locked, one. Change. Bring those arms straight. Yep, bend the knee and feet together, please. Take a deep breath as you're exhaling, round the spine forward. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. I want you to suck in the stomach to bring the body down rather than as an afterthought. Oh, right, stomach in. I want you to suck in the stomach to flex the spine. Now, standing leg solid, concrete, lamppost unbroken. Distribute the weight equally all over the right foot, then inhale very slowly, gently. Left leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Standing leg solid, concrete, unbroken. Take a deep breath. Kick your left heel forward at the same time you suck in your stomach. Try to get both legs locked. Once you can maintain that contraction on the top of both thighs, only then bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Hold here. Shoulders and face relaxed. Change. Very nice staying on one leg, you guys. That is so cool. Wonderful determination. All right, second set, please. Take a nice deep breath. Contract the abdominal muscles in order to round the spine and pick up the foot in front of you, please. And especially if your lower back feels a little bit tight or just troubled after this forward bend, do a little extra concentration on sucking in the stomach right above both hips, above the standing leg hip, but also on the leg that's lifted hip. Go ahead, right leg lift up and stretch forward. You can relieve that tightness that starts to creep up in the back by learning how to use abdominal wall muscle. So just do your best with it. Kick the heel forward, suck in your stomach. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down. Turn all five toes back. You can go to your edge. That looks good, Carolyn. Elbows pressed down. Make sure top of the right thigh stays contracted. Turn all five toes back. Very good, Lisa. Suck in your stomach. Both legs have cramp sensation. You can bend elbows just a little bit. Change again. Excellent. Keep the stomach in until you're standing up again. Last one. Take a deep breath. Try to suck in your stomach on the way down to getting the foot. It might not be something you're used to, but it is very, very helpful so that the back muscles don't inappropriately pull or tighten up in the forward bending. As soon as you have the foot in your hands, inhale, breathing, left leg lift up and stretch forward. Suck in your stomach the whole time in this posture. That's it. Relax the shoulders. Your ability to relax the shoulders is related to your ability to suck in the stomach in this one. So do them together, stomach and shoulders relaxed. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down. Relax your face as well. That's more of a, you just have to decide. I'm going to relax my face and hold the posture. Three, breathing normally. Two, that's very good. Heel forward, case stomach in. One. All right, take your time to get out of it. Stand tall. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling, elbow touching the body. Reach out to your right, grab your right ankle, holding from the inside, all five fingers together. Try to start with the knees together. Please bring your left arm up in front of you and then straight up towards the ceiling, palm facing forward, arm touching with the ear. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Charge your upper body forward. This is a tremendous amount of strength to charge forward. Try to touch the mirror right about at your eye level. Keep the standing leg locked and kick the right leg back. So push the right knee back, then kick up as hard as you can towards the ceiling until you see the foot come up over the top of your head, toes pointing straight up. Take a nice deep breath with your standing leg locked. Bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Now take a deep breath. Stretch forward on the left side all the way from your hip to your fingertips, especially at the left side of the rib cage, left armpit, left tricep muscle. Now body down and kick. Take a deep breath. Turn your upper body to the right so right shoulder is invisible from the front. Body down and kick. Stretch forward and kick. Charge forward one more time. Kick up. Good. You can change. Feet together. Arms down to the sides. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to your left, grab your ankle, holding from the inside, all five fingers together. Bring the right arm up in front of you and then arm right next to your ear. Chin up, please, and knees together the best you can. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, please. Charge your upper body forward. It is meant to be a strong word. There's tremendous strength in charging forward. And when you fall a little bit forward or wobble forward, just kick up a little bit more. So you balance the stretch forward with the kick up. Strength in both directions, forward and up. And keep your standing leg locked. Bring your upper body down from the right hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Take a nice deep breath. Bring the right shoulder a little bit more forward, right fingertips more forward until the shoulder touches with the chin. Take another deep breath. Turn and twist your upper body to the left shoulder back to get two shoulders in one line. Now take a deep breath, lift your chin up half inch, bring the body down, charge forward, that's it, okay, go forward, almost falling forward, kick up a little bit more, please. Change, nice one, okay, very good adjustments, feet together, arms down. I don't know who I was talking to, but one of my teacher friends said, oh, charge is too strong of a word, that's not a yoga word, that's not, you know, that's too strong. I said, well, I don't know if it is. Maybe you're having an emotional reaction to that word, but I think it's very appropriate. And we can disagree. I don't mind. But I have good friends. We can talk about this stuff. But it's an intense forward energy. Okay, now I know you're not crashing through things. You're not actually like charging like a rhinoceros. But if you can conjure the energy of so much strength forward, that is what you want. So I personally think it's great. Right hand up, turn it out. Grab the right ankle from the inside. Left arm up in front of you. Now it's a very slow charge, right? Left arm up in front of you. And then straight up, very good setup. Lynn, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Now slowly but definitively charge forward. So you keep the body weight to the base of the toes. And you do almost fall forward. But then you have the ability to kick up to your maximum for the rest of the body parts. When you have the charging forward, you can kick up and you can balance for longer. So don't be afraid to fall forward. It's actually a good sign if sometimes you just go straight forward and you have to catch yourself in front of you. That's good, Lynn. Yes, I saw it. That's very good. Now right shoulder back and kick. Body down and kick. Hold here for five. Charge forward and touch the wall in front of you, four. Take a nice deep breath, kick up, three. Body down, kick up, two. Keep kicking, charge forward, one. Awesome. Feet together, arms down. It's the slowest, most graceful charging in the world. Left hand up in front of you, turn it out. Grab the left ankle. You're not throwing your body at something, all right? Right arm up in front of you. It's so deliberate and so controlled, but this allows you to kick. It allows you to relax. Go ahead, try to touch the ceiling. Charge forward and kick back 20 counts. Keep the chin up, 19, 18, 17, all the way to the fingertips, 16, 15. It lets you relax, 14, 13. Take a deep breath, 12. Turn your upper body, 11, to your left, 10, 9. Left chest back, 8. Left shoulder back, 7. That's it. 6, take a deep breath, 5, body down and kick, 4, charge forward and kick, 3, keep kicking, 2, everybody kick up a little bit more, 1, change, very nice, feet together, arms down. Balancing stick pose, you can step back if you need to, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath. Step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Inhale again. Suck in your stomach. Try to touch the ceiling. Come down. Upper body down. Left leg up. There's an element of charging forward here too. You come down, but then you press your hands forward. Whole spine stretches forward towards the wall in front of you. Body down. Leg up. Chin forward. Leg up. Now take your hands and your back foot and stretch them in opposite directions. Inhale. Breathing. Come up, please. Feet together nicely. Chin up. Arms with your ears. Step onto your left foot. A nice big step. Keep your chin up, both legs locked, inhale, breathing. Now come down, upper body down, right leg up. Suck in your stomach, good lifting, Kay, I can see it right above the left hip joint. I want you to suck in your stomach, stand tall, and keeping that, come down, leg up. Body down, leg up, very good, Carolyn. Squeeze hands, stretch, everybody stretch, leg up, stretch, and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up, please, feet together. Arms down to the sides. Hi, Mom. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, pointer fingers up, chin up, please. Inhale, step onto the right foot. Now, before you come down, I want you to lift your whole body up over your right leg hip joint and then come down, leg up. Contract all over the front of the right hip at the abdomen, upper thigh, both legs locked. Come down, leg up. Stretch forward, leg up. It's good, Lynn. Come down more, body down. Body down, leg up. Stretch forward, leg up. Now chin forward. Okay, squeeze hands. Go and touch the wall in front of you. Inhale, come up. Nice one. All right. Inhale, stand on the left foot. You can step forward or slide the right toes off the floor. Inhale, suck in your stomach. Go up over the left leg and come down. So contract the muscles, lower left abdomen, upper left thigh. So you have a tremendous amount of control of that side of the pelvis. Now charge forward so the weight is a little more to the base of the toes. You can do it. Almost falling forward, then take the right toes, push them to the back wall for three. Go and touch the mirror, two. Stretch and stretch, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Standing separate leg stretching poses. Next, you can step to the left side of your mat or turn if needed. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot, step out to the right, a big step. Arms parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Make sure the heels are in one line, feet slightly pigeon-toed. Now lock your legs, stretch up, and then forward, please. Suck in your stomach, lengthen the spine and head and chest towards the mirror, all the way down until you're stretching it down towards the floor. When you can't go any further, grab the heels from the outside. Stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't reach the heels, grab the outsides of the feet or slide the fingertips underneath the toes. Roll forward so you have the weight closer to the toes than the heels, please. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down, making sure legs are locked. Chin forward, look forward. First the legs stretch, so keep not only the kneecaps lifted, but the entire front of the thighs contracted all the way up to the hips. Suck in your stomach to stretch the hips, then lower spine, middle spine, upper spine stretch. Try to touch your forehead to the floor right between your feet. Keeping the stomach in, bring your arms out sideways, head up. Slowly stand up. Once you're all the way upright, right foot steps back to the left, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, please. Palms together, right foot step out to the right. Nice big step, arms parallel to the floor. Take a slightly wider step if you did not touch the forehead to the floor yet. Now inhale, stretch the torso up, stomach in, come forward. Jews are very good. Abdominal wall is really changing. Come forward, push the fingertips out to the side walls. It's so good for you, all you guys. As that changes, you learn to control the abdominal wall and pelvis. It's a huge change for the body. It changes how your organs move. It changes how your breath functions. It's so amazing. All right, whatever you can grab here, or even if you can't grab the feet, you have the fingernails, first finger bones on the floor. Push those knuckles down and push the base of the big toes down to stretch the body down. So you use your strength, not only your flexibility and gravity, to stretch the whole back side of the body. Roll forward. Chin forward, look forward. As you exhale, push knuckles and toes down once more. Upper body slides down towards the floor. To come out of this one, bring your arms out and head up first. Then slowly, you can come back up. Looks good, Lisa. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Shoulders relax, stand tall. Oh my gosh, Lynn, wait, keep that there. Please hold it there for 1 second. It is Lynn's 60th birthday today. I love your picture. You have that's the best stick figure of triangle. Oh my gosh, thank you. I can't wait to sing to you. Oh, I love it. That makes me so happy you made the sign. I just can't even stand it. Kathy makes me notes like that, you know? All right. Let's do triangle pose. Second set, we'll sing. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out to your right. Turn it half inch more. Make sure you turn it enough. There. And then bend your right knee. Please sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach. Try to keep the spine and chest lifted as you're sitting down. Now push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, breathing, tilt your upper body to the right. Go ahead, please. Right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee back with help of the right arm. So you're aiming between your big and second toe. That's it, Mom. Push the knee back and hips forward at the same time. Hips forward towards the mirror. There. All right. Now turn your head if you did not yet. Chin to the left shoulder. Exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Push the right foot firmly to the floor. So strong so you can keep the upper body lifted. Kathy, good spine. Your spine is good. Just bring the hips down a little bit more. Right shoulder down more. Turn and twist. Keeping the left leg locked. Left foot and heel flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your left toes all the way out. Turn them a half inch more. And then you can sit down, please. Bend your left knee. Spine straight in the middle. Take a nice deep breath. Tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down, right arm up. Push the left knee back with help of your left elbow. Hips forward at the same time. So just like half moon pose, you're getting the body in one line from the side view. Turn your head, please. Chin to the right shoulder. So the ponytail part of the head right at the back swings around gently to become directly over the bottom shoulder. Upper body up more just a little bit by pushing the left foot down. You can lift up the torso half inch, okay, just a little bit bigger gap between left thigh. So keep the hips right there. Hips down, upper body up. Turn and twist. That's it. Keeping the right leg locked, right foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Left toes turn in, feet back to the place, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. Lynn, do you want all of our voices in beautiful chaos? If so, everyone, can you unmute yourselves? I can't do it, but if you unmute yourself. Now, I'll warn you, the timing is going to be off, but you can stay in key with me, right? So it's kind of like a round, but messier than a round. If you can't do it, don't worry. We'll have a couple people. Okay. Either way is fine. I'll give you a second, okay? I'll be on Zoom here soon enough. I can even help you. I'll request unmute. See if that will work. All right, here we go, Lynn. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest, turn your right toes all the way out. We're not going to sing till the second side, so just go ahead, do your right side triangle, hips forward, palms flip forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go ahead, please. Triangle pose. Nice, Carolyn. Really good control on the way in. Chin already touching the left shoulder. Press the right foot firmly down. Keep the upper body lifted. Turn and twist. Very good. Now stretch your hands away from each other. Top hand fingertips press up. Bottom hand fingertips press down. Right shoulder down. Now as you're pushing the right knee back, bring the right shoulder, armpit, chest forward, twisting a little bit more. Very nice. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Now here's where it gets fun. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your left toes all the way out. You can go ahead and sit down till the left thigh is parallel to the floor. Looks good, Lisa. Very nice. Palms forward, good setup. Chin to the right shoulder. Go ahead into your posture. Just take a second. Get everything nice and strong. Push the left foot down. Now take a deep breath. We will sing to Lynn. Happy birthday to you. Inhale. Happy birthday to you. Deep breath in. Happy birthday, dear Lynn. Take a deep breath. Happy birthday to you. Yay! Lovely, everybody. All right, I can mute you all easily. Oh, look, we got a heart. I can mute. Thank you. I can do the muting. You guys don't have to worry about it. They let me quiet you, but they don't let me turn you up. All right. Oh, that was lovely. Happy birthday, Lynn. Thanks again. That makes me so happy. All right, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out 3 or more feet. 3.5 feet's great. To your right. Turn on your heels 90 degrees to the right. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees. Turn the left hip forward 3, 4, 5 times to get both hips in one line. Mom, scoot your right foot 2 inches to your right. Just scoot it over a little more. Okay. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go ahead. Look at your stomach. You'll balance better. Push the base of your right big toe to the floor. Suck in your stomach. It's fine if you have to bend the right knee once you get down there to get the knee and forehead together. Good. Stretch their hands forward beyond the toes. Still, the base of the right big toe presses to the floor, please. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Eyes open, throat compressed, breathing smoothly, breathing normally according to this posture, which is a forward bend with your stomach in and throat compressed. So breathe smoothly, given all of that. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg, inhale, breathing. Take your time to get out of it. Keep the left hip forward. You can do it. Excellent. Beautiful. Wow, you guys. Turn all the way around and face the left side wall. Turn your back foot in. 45 degrees, right hip forward, so both hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest first. Round your upper back. Push the fingertips out towards the wall in front of you as you're bringing your forehead in towards the belly button. Then you'll end up with forehead as close to the knee as it can go. If needed, bend your knee up a little bit. Maximum compression of the throat. Fingertips beyond the front foot, please push them into the floor. Wrists and elbows straight in order to get the leg locked. So pushing the hands into the floor helps push the head a little bit more into the chin tucked position, pushes the knee back, and you lock the front leg a couple of times. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. Keep the right hip forward, both feet pressing to the floor. Okay, that's a very nice posture. Everything's nice and level. Turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the sides. Stand tall. Second side. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, just cross your thumbs, please. Right foot step out a little wider. Step just a little wider than you're used to, just a little wider than the posture is comfortable. Turn on your heels to the right. Now, I'm not trying to make it difficult just for fun, but when you take a slightly wider step, you're going to improve your balance even better. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go ahead, exhale breathing, and you go down front side. You're also actually going to get the head more easily to the knee when you take a wider step. It just gives you more space in the forward bend with the bigger step. Very nice. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. Now I want you to push the feet. That's a good step, Juicer, good wide step. Push the feet firmly to the floor. The back heel presses down, and on the front foot, push the base of the big toe down. I can tell that's a wider step, Kay and Kathy, also from my view here. Push the knee with the forehead. Squeeze upper inner thighs inward and upward towards the belly button, which is also sucking in and up towards the ceiling. Keeping all of that strength locked, the front knee, inhale, breathing, come up. Both legs locked for most of the way out and then most of the way into the posture. Turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Turn the right hip forward 4 or 5 times to get both hips in one line. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Challenge yourself with the wide step. Everyone's going to be a little different depending on leg length and strength as it is. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go down front side. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. Little more body weight to the front foot, especially at the base of the big toe. This helps you control hips and pelvis to get the hips in one line parallel to the floor. Back heel presses to the floor. Squeeze inward the upper inner thighs. Stomach in. Hold it. Now when you exhale, push the knee back a little bit. Lock the leg all the way and come up. Try to press the feet down, both legs locked, most of the way out of the posture. Once you're standing all the way up, please turn and face the front. Right foot steps back to the left and arms down to the side. Stand tall. Take a nice inhale. Steady exhale by the nose. Nice postures, you guys. Let's do tree pose. Start again on your mat where you started the class. Feet together nicely. Toes and heels touching. Kind of putting it all together at the end of the standing posture. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as it will go. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle with your right hand. Grab underneath at the toes with the left. The standing series ends with tree pose with a neutral spine. Expansive rib cage when you inhale and the concentration of balance here. Now very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back, hips forward to get both knees in one line and both hips in one line, so push the hips a little forward. Standing leg locked, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, stomach in. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. If your foot does not slip or slide, you can bring the left hand up, palms together. If the foot slides, continue to hold the foot, please. But regardless of whether you're holding the foot or not, standing leg locked, it is strong and energized. Suck in your stomach. Stand as tall as you can, shoulders and face relaxed. Very nice. Tree poses. Right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your right. You can pick the knee up and out to the left all the way to get the heel to the top of the thigh. That's right, Kay. And then once the heel's all the way up there, keep the right elbow bent so the foot cannot slide. It helps you do it. Left knee down and back. This will also help you keep the spine stretching up equally on both sides. Left hand in front of the chest. Make sure standing leg is not only straight, it's not just there, it is locked. It is active, strong, contracted. Then inhale, suck in your stomach. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. You may bring the right hand up, palms together as well, but if the foot slips at all, please continue to hold the foot. Now change, please. Left foot down, arms down to the sides. For toe stand, start in tree pose. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Look at the floor, a few feet in front of you. Eyes do not change. Very slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips. Sit down, lower the hips down towards the heel, then bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing just on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Then suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest. Good, Carolyn. Top of the head up towards the ceiling. Hold the abdomen in so it's very firm. It's a kind of lock at the abdomen. You can balance here comfortably. Bring your left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance, bring the right hand up. Palms gently pressing together. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push your hips up. Slowly stand up in tree pose. You can grab the foot on the way up if you need to. Finish tree pose, please. Look straight ahead. Tree pose change. Right foot down. Arms down to the sides. Left leg begin, please. Heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. As long as the foot doesn't slide down the thigh, as long as the knees are not in pain, you can come forward any amount until you touch the floor in front of you. You can go halfway if that's the limit. Once you can touch the floor, then bring the body weight to the fingertips and lower the hips down towards the heel. Arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. That's great, Kay. Any amount of body weight to the fingertips. Yeah, the more body weight to the fingertips, the more hands forward. It will let you decide how low to sit with total control. Take your time. One hand at a time can come up in front of the chest. Push both knees down, chest up, stomach in. Eyes do not move. Very nice. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips up. And slowly stand up in tree pose and look straight ahead, finishing your tree pose, please. When you're finished, please change. Left foot down, arms down to the sides. These look great, you guys. Turn around, relax on your back. A little bit higher, Kathy, angle. Just a little bit raise the angle for me, if you don't mind. Oh, perfect. That's good. Juzer, that looks great. Okay, Lisa, Carolyn, that looks just fine. As soon as you have everything adjusted, please relax on your back. I think that looks good, Lynn. Go ahead and lie down. I'll see what I can see. Okay. If you're open to a side view, Lynn, at any point, or even a diagonal, it gives me much more information. Thank you. That's good. Kay, your toe stand was great. That attempt with the weight on the fingers. Yeah, that's cool. Even if you can just hold it for 1 second, you do something new, hold it for a second. That's totally counts. It's so great. It's so amazing to watch all of you practice this and figure things out. It's just the best. Very inspiring. Take a few more deep breaths here, slow and steady, in and out by the nose, please. Now we have this alternation thing going on in the floor postures, right? We have asana, savasana, asana, savasana. But if you can keep your focus on the breathing steady, even while you're alternating, okay, you're alternating between pretty intense action and then total relaxation, but you can and you will benefit from keeping the breathing even throughout or underneath all of that. So just do your best with it. Right leg lift up, wind removing pose. Grab your right leg exactly 2 inches below the knee. All 10 fingers included with your grip, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards your right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. If your left calf muscle is not on the floor, flex your left foot back from the ankle. Suck in your stomach, bring the chin down towards your chest. Look down the center line of the body to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Pull a little bit harder, absolutely freeze. Change, right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up, interlacing the fingers deeply, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Create compression or pressure, massage on the lower left abdomen. Specifically and most directly at the descending colon, but that creates pressure all throughout the abdominal cavity. Bring the chin down, pull. Elbows in close to the waist, pull. Keep both shoulders on the floor, pull. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Immediately both knees up into the chest. Grab for your elbows, each other. A couple of inches below the knees, get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Shoulders away from the ears if they've hunched up at all. Just try to drop them down. Now, suck in your stomach and slowly bring the chin down. That looks good, Mom. So eventually the back of the neck is flat on the floor. And as the entire skeletal system and bone joints improve enough, even more of the spine will flatten to the floor. Change, please. Arms and legs down, heels together. As soon as you have the body parts on the floor, inhale, breathing, complete relaxation of the abdomen. Exhale, breathing, continue. Complete relaxation of your abdominal wall. Second set, begin, please. Right leg lift up, interlace your fingers deeply so that you can get a white knuckle grip. The hands, fingers will change color. Knuckles will be pale. The fingertips will be much more pink. All right, press the fingertips into the opposite hands where you have the grip and then pull the knee down. So excellent manipulation of circulation in the hands and at the hip joint. Pressure at the ascending colon side of the abdomen. Slowly bring the chin down. Breathe in and out by your nose with everything else happening in the posture, with stomach in, with pulling, and with the chin tucking. Change, right leg lower down, arms down, left leg lift up. So the breathing normal, or normally according to the posture, go ahead, pull the left knee towards the left shoulder. It moves different things. When you breathe normally in this posture, it moves different parts of the rib cage and moves different parts of the abdominal viscera or organs than, say, camel posture or, say, rabbit posture. The breath is different. It's unique in every single one. So just keep it smooth. Do the posture the best of your ability. Hold everything as still as possible. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Immediately both knees up into the chest. Try to grab your elbows, and if you can't reach them, you can grab onto the wrists or forearms or even hook the fingers or grab a small towel in between the hands. Now, relax your feet and ankles completely. Suck in your stomach, slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. Eyes open, look down. Hold it. Concentrate on your grip. Concentrate on the legs relaxing. Concentrate on the chin tucking. Change again, everybody. Relax and bring the legs down, arms down. Inhale, breathing. Smooth and steady exhale. Let's do the first sit-up, please. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, grab your toes, exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. All right, let's do cobra pose, everyone. Turn around, lie down on your abdomen. Hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips right in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with outsides of the shoulders. Glue it down. Elbows stick straight up in the air. Legs and feet together as one leg or a cobra tail. Now take a deep breath. Lift your upper body up using 100% back strength. The feet remain on the floor with a little bit of pressure. Hands, palms press firmly into the floor. Come up, everybody, until everything above the belly button is in the air. That's good, Mom. Keep elbows in close to the sides of the body. Elbows slide down and back towards the hips. Now inhale, push the hands down, lift your chest up. Inhale, lift the chin up. Inhale, lift up collarbones and front of the neck. Change, come down, chin on the floor. Wow, Lynn, you look like you're gonna touch the ceiling. Arms down, turn your head to the right. That was a nice back bend. You're basically, you're backward bending up, right? Away from the ground. Takes tremendous strength. Let's do the second set. Or I could say it gives tremendous strength. When you do it, it gives you strength. Hands, palms. It requires it, but it increases it at the same time. Hands look good there, Kathy. Elbows sticking up. Legs and feet together. All right. So legs are solid, concrete, unbroken. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, upper body lift up. Go all the way up. I want the belly button on the floor. That's good, Carolyn. That's nice. I want the belly button on the floor, but everything above it in the air. So push the hands down. You'll feel the arms. Triceps can contract. quite firmly. Elbows slide down and back towards the hips. Now inhale, lift up breastbone. Inhale, lift up the whole rib cage. Inhale, stretch the front of the neck up towards the ceiling. Look back. Change again, chin on the floor. Bring your arms down, look to your left. For such a, in some ways, this posture is quite simple. In that simplicity, though, it's very challenging. And so good for challenging. We're, in a certain sense, challenging the respiratory system. And we're challenging the spine in these postures. And in that challenge, we improve them. It's a certain kind of, some people call it stress. You know, an exercise physiologist, they'll say you need to stress out or add stress to the cardiovascular system, for example, to make it stronger. We're, in a certain sense, adding some stress, although that word has a lot of negative connotations, so it's not my favorite. But you're making it a little harder to breathe. But then you breathe better in that position. You learn how to breathe well in that position. Let's do locust posture. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. The fingers spread apart wide from each other. The only ones touching each other are pinky fingers. Chin on the floor, neck flat, look forward. Lock your right leg, point the toes, right leg lift up. Come up to a 45 degree angle, half of 90. Keep the leg locked, and two hips in one line parallel to the floor. Push your hands down. Push the whole length of the arms down. Lift the leg a little more. Good. Right leg lower down. Relax the right leg. Look forward. Please lock your left leg. Lift up. Come up to a 45 degree angle, knees straight, toes pointed. That's good, Mom, with pushing the hands down. So in time, you shift the body weight forward. The collarbones in front of the neck or throat will be flat on the floor. Good. Left leg lower down. Now, turn your head in. So the mouth is on the towel. Readjust hands a little bit closer to each other, if possible, arms a little straighter. Now, without bending the knees, inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up. Everybody come up. Everybody lift up. Push the hands down. Bring the legs up. Inhale, push the arms down. Thighs squeeze together and lift up a little bit more. Everybody come up. Change. Lower the legs. Nice ones. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set. Turn your hands over, palms on the ground. Bring your arms underneath you, pinky fingers touching side by side. See how much you can stretch the chin forward. All right, we're actually in a backward bend of the neck from the very beginning of the posture. The floor helps, though. It's not a super challenging neck back bend in terms of strength. Lock the right leg, lift it up for 10 counts. Begin 9, 8. So push the arms down 7, even the shoulders down 6. That will help you. 5. 4, eventually neck totally flat, 3, lift up, 2, come up more, 1, change, right leg lower down, you can slide the chin forward once more, neck flat, good, Lisa, left leg, lift up 10 counts, begin 9, 8, nice and high, Carolyn, 7, push arms down 6, all the way to the collarbones for 4, neck flat 3, look forward and up, 2, leg up, 1, change, now turn your head in. Mouth on the towel. This is different for the neck. Now, legs together. Make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Keep the mouth on the ground. Inhale, breathing. Lift both legs up. 10 counts. Begin 9. 8. Push the hands down. 7. You can do it. 6. Inhale again. 5. 4. Upper thighs. 3. Squeeze together. Lift up. 1. Lower the legs, please. All right. Take the arms out. Turn your head to the left. Completely relax. Full locust pose, Purna Salabhasana. Bring your chin out, neck flat. Bring your arms out to both sides of the body like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Legs together as in cobra. You have one cobra tail. Does not separate. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Good start, Lynn, until only your hip bones are touching the floor. Bring the arms up and out to the side. So when you inhale, push the fingertips of each hand straight out to left and right walls, away from the center of the chest. Lift the chin up, lift the chest up. Inhale, bring your legs up a couple of inches. Take one more inhale, and then as you're exhaling it, come up all the way at the end. Change. Chin, hands, and feet land. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other in the rest. Please let the heels fall away from each other. Completely relaxing the hips. Are you getting the cramp, Mom, in the calf muscle? And your toe? Okay. I was trying to figure out, you know, my mom told me the other day, I get sometimes a calf muscle and the cramp, and I said, you don't have to point the toes that hard, okay? If you're finding that either the foot or the calf is cramping, I need to figure out how better to describe. You want to push the feet towards the back wall, but maybe more from like the middle of the foot rather than, you don't have to curl the toes. Okay, yes, the feet are pointed, but you don't have to curl the toes. Just push the ankles straight back. All right, let's try second set. Chin on the floor, arms out. Right now with your feet on the floor, squeeze legs together. Right now the floor is making your feet point. You don't have to point them any more than that. All right, inhale, breathing, lift everything up. 15, eyes up, 14, 13, chin up, 12. 11, just push the whole foot back, 10 towards the back wall, 9, legs up, 8, 7, that's it, Kathy, 6, bring the thighs higher, 5, 4, arms up, 3, take a deep breath, 2, exhale, lift everything a little higher, 1, come down, please, good, arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. Bow poses next. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside. Just below the toes. All five fingers together on each hand. Start with your knees 6 inches apart. Feet 6 inches apart. And same thing here. You don't need to purposefully point the feet. Your grip is making the feet pointed. Okay? I want all the strength to come from the kicking up at the hips, thighs, and lower spine. Begin, please. Look up and kick up. Yes, your feet go up. The feet pull the hands up. But your feet are not doing the kicking. It's the hips and thighs, all right? So keep kicking. Don't stop kicking. Look up towards the ceiling. These are very nice, you guys. Roll forward onto the abdomen. So the abdominal wall is now the bottom of the posture. It's the base of the posture on the ground. Lift your chin up. That's fine. You can let the shoulders open up completely, Carolyn. Bring the knees up, thighs up, chest up, ribs up. Keep kicking. Very nice. Come down. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. I was even thinking, you know, when you kick if you kick a ball around, kick a soccer ball, what's really doing the kicking? It looks like your foot because the foot is hitting the ball. But your foot is kind of just at the end of the thing that's doing the kicking, at the end of your leg, right? The end of your hip joint and thigh. And same thing with these postures. Most of the strength ideally is coming from hips and thighs and close to the lower spine or abdomen. The feet are just at the end of that. Okay, let's try second set. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. All five fingers together. Now you can help your kick by pushing the hands up. The hands, feet are kind of like one body part. So take your hands, feet, it's one hyphenated body part, and go up. 20 counts, keep kicking, 19. 18, you can go slow, 17. 16, there's no rush. 15, just kick, 14, without intermission for 12. Now push the face up for 10. Collarbones up, 9. Thighs up, 8, 7, keep kicking, 6, roll forward, 5, onto the abdomen, 4, let the shoulders relax, 3, kick up, 2, knees and ribs up, 1, change again, very nice, bring your arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. Fix firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat, please. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. You lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet. We'll just do one set of fixed firm pose. Is that okay with you, Lynn? It is your birthday. Okay. If this is like your favorite posture, we'll still do two. Okay. Lower your hips to the floor between the heels. Once you can sit down all the way, bring your hands to the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Then top of the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relaxed on the floor. Your knees can be separated if that helps you go back or down. Now, once you're all the way back, grab your elbows, each other. Bring your arms over the head. Press your forearms and elbows into the floor. Look down the center line of the body, chin tucked. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. Now, in this posture, in this particular position of the back bend, you can breathe pretty fully. You don't have to work hard to keep this back bend. You're mostly relaxed. Now, hands to the soles of the feet with help of your elbows. Come back up in the middle. Spine straight, chin down last. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale as much as you can, hold it in, then sit up as you're bringing the head to the knees. Exhale all of it forcefully, head to the knees. All right, let's do half tortoise posture. Sit down on your heels, knees and feet together. Spine straight in the middle. Take a deep breath. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs only. Chin up, face relaxed. Now take a deep breath, stretch up once more. Bring your upper body forward. Reach out in front of you like you're going to touch the wall in front of you. Then bring your forehead to the floor, side edges of the pinky fingers touching the floor, and wrists slightly up off the floor in the air. Keep the hips on the heels or as close as they will go. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, slide your arms forward. Stretch continuously, shoulder blade scapula sliding forward. Yeah, just slide the hands forward, Mom. You don't have to squeeze shoulders up. Just go forward with the arms. The shoulders will come with the arms passively. All right, hands, palms together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms and head together as you're getting out of it. Good, Kathy. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Good one. Does everything hurt? Everything. It is really good you did 3 classes in 4 days. I was telling Todd, who had just started back after a big break, I said, Todd, if you come back once, you got to try to come back every day for a week so that you don't suffer too much. Because when you do one and then just sit for a few days, that's pretty rough. I'm not saying this isn't a challenge, but it's awesome. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, double jerk, head to the knees. Let's do seconds head, half tortoise posture, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, palms together, cross your thumbs. Keep the chin up, please, away from the chest, and you can start. Good chin up, you guys, it looks good. Keep it up as you're coming forward. Look forward, even though you won't be able to see much forward once you get down there. Good control, Kathy. Forehead and pinky finger edges one day will touch the floor at exactly the same time when the shoulders have improved significantly. And all of the postures help the shoulders improve. It's not just this one. So you do your best with this one. But when you try all of the postures repeatedly to the best of your ability, shoulders will improve. So when you inhale, press the fingertips forward towards the edge of the mat, palms flat to each other and wrists in the air, elbows locked, continuously stretch forward. Very nice. Inhale, arms, head, and spine all come up together. Awesome. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, please relax on your back. Lynn, do you have a request for a third set of either camel or rabbit? Yes? Ooh, even though rabbit's your favorite, you want 3 of camel. That's a good sign. I think that's a good sign. I was wondering. I was like, is Lynn going to want an extra rabbit? Okay, feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing. Double jerk, head to the knees. All right, so camel number 1, everybody. How exciting. Stand up on your knees at the top of your mat. The key is you relax and breathe well. Hands on the hips like in the back jeans pockets or a little bit higher. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward as much as they'll go. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Bend your entire spine. That's good upper back. Okay. Push the chin back, bend your upper spine, middle spine, lower spine. When you can't bend your spine anymore, right hand down, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Then left hand down, grab the left heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. A full palm grip On each heel, take a deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Then keep pushing hips forward. There you go. One hand at a time, bring back to the hips or spine. Inhale, push your hips forward, chest up. Chin comes down last. Just real quick, turn around. Relax on your back, heels together. Arms down to the sides. Completely relax. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead. Take a deep, full inhale and sit up. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Second set, camel posture. Stand up on your knees, 6 inches between the knees and feet. Now breathe very smoothly, even as you're doing the setup. Hands up on the lower back or the hips. Inhale, push the hips forward. Now I want you to lift your chest and chin up and over and back. Go ahead, away from your knees and feet. So you can push the chin back. Push the back of your head towards your lower spine as you're pushing the hips forward. That's it, Kathy. One at a time, you may grab the heels. If you're keeping the hands up there, that's fine. You can still push the chin back, push the hips forward, and kind of coil backwards. The head, back of the head, ponytail goes towards your lower spine. Now exhale, everyone push hips, stomach, thighs forward without intermission. That's good, Kathy. Push the chin back, stretching front of the neck, collarbones to the chin. Very nice. Hands up, one at a time. Inhale, push hips forward, chest up, come all the way up, chin down last. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead. Inhale as much air as you can, hold it in. Sit up, please. Exhale all of it very forcefully, head to the knees. All right, last one. Stand up on the knees. It's always better than you think it's going to be, if you're having any thoughts about it. If not, that's even better. You just try it. Hands on the hips, fingers pointing down. Now inhale, go up. Push the knees and feet down, the chest and chin up. Backward bend at the neck, upper back, middle back, lower back, push hips forward. You can grab the heels when you cannot bend the spine anymore. You try to get the total spine backward, bending coccyx to the neck. When you exhale, push your hips forward, push the chin and face backward. So you create a tremendous stretch and relaxation all over the front side of the body, bones to the skin, nerves included, nerve bundles included, organs included. Keep pushing hips forward. Now stay back there, but bring the hands up one at a time. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Lovely camel postures, you guys. Turn around, relax on your back. Let everything settle. Very nice. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together towards the back of the mat. No gap underneath ankles. Grab the soles of your feet, thumbs on the outside. Nice deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Exhale, breathing. Go down front side. Touch your forehead to the knees. Automatically, top flat part of your head will touch the floor. Exhale, breathing, lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows are straight. That's it. Press the feet down to the floor, squeeze your feet firmly with your grip, and squeeze the heels towards each other. Suck in your stomach, lift your hips up, shoulders can come up away from the floor a little bit, but most of all, stomach and hips up. Change, please. Lower the hips down. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Release the grip, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, please. Exhale quickly and forcefully, head to the knees. Second set, rabbit posture. set up, please, sitting on the heels. You can use the towel if you need to, but you may not need to. Just grab the soles of the feet and begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go down from the neck, then the upper back, middle back, little by little, top to bottom. Suck in your stomach, lift up your hips. If you need a better grip, just get a little more of a grip there. Squeeze your feet, press the palms into the heels, press your feet into the floor, and squeeze the heels towards each other. See if the hips will come up anymore. Eventually, you'll feel stretch all the way down to the lower spine. Suck in your stomach, press the feet down, maximum of 30% of the weight on the top of your head. Change, bring the hips down, inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, inhale as much air as you can, sit up, exhale it forcefully, quickly, head to the knees. All right, head to knee pose with stretching, sit facing forward. We'll just do one set of these, okay? Right leg out, left leg in. Push the sole of the left foot firmly against your inner right thigh. Arms over the head, sideways. Interlace fingers, turn your upper body to the right. Grab your right foot a couple of inches below your toes. Pull your toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach. Touch your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, you can bend the knee up a little bit to get the knee to the forehead. Looks good, Carolyn. Shoulders look good. Both elbows can come down for you. Both elbows into the sides of the calf muscle. Left knee presses to the floor. Push the sole of the left foot into the inner right thigh. Both hips equally on the floor. That's such a good one, Carolyn. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left. Reach out, grab the left foot, if possible, without bending the knee. You can always try it. Pull the foot once you get it 2 inches below the toes. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, forehead to your left knee. Bend the knee if needed. Suck in your stomach, push the knee down with your forehead. Roll in a little bit to the right, right shoulder down. Both elbows eventually are going to come down, especially once your leg is locked. Press both elbows down and in, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Push the sole of the right foot firmly against the inner left thigh and push the right knee down to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up, please. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up. Grab your big toes with the pointer finger and middle finger, thumbs on top. Walk your hips back several times, even 10, 15 times, right, left, to get the legs straight. All right, now make sure the full two fingers stay around the entire big toe so it doesn't start to loosen. Pull the toes back. Flex your feet from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Take a nice deep breath, stomach and chest up. Slowly push your knees down. Keep the feet flexed. That's okay. Pinky toe outside edge of the foot on both feet turns back. That's it. Pull the toes towards your breastbone. Now, once both legs are locked, tops of the thighs contracted and heels off the floor in the air, then only... on an exhale, stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror or even towards your feet. Pull the big toes back towards the breastbone. Try not to hunch or round the upper back. So take a nice deep inhale where you are. Exhale, center of the chest slides forward so the whole spine lengthens forward and the forehead gets closer to your feet. Good one, Mom. Inhale, breathing, come up. That was better. You didn't drop the head like the other day. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, please, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's go to half spine twisting posture, please. Sit up straight. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Put your right foot over the left knee, heel touching the knee corner, two hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back with the help of the left arm, then turn your hand over, palm down, grab the knee with the hand. Bring your right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm facing out, or walk your hand around behind you, leading with the fingers. Inhale, sit up as straight as you can. Turn your head now to the right. Look past the right shoulder. Total spine twisting, top to bottom. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twisting. Inhale, suck in your stomach, sit up as straight as you can. Make sure you have both hips on the floor, so lean just enough to the right so both hips are down. Lean a little bit forward to keep the left knee down. That's it, Mom. Inhale, lift up the chest. Exhale, suck in your stomach, shoulders relax, twist to your right. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and switch the legs, please. Right leg under. Cross the left foot over, heel touching the knee. Right toes pointed back, two hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing right arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your left knee. Begin, please. Push your knee back, turn the hand palm down, and grab your right knee with the right hand. Bring your left arm behind you, hand on the back, palm out, or you can push the fingers down to lift up the chest until you can let go of the floor. Inhale, sit up nice and straight. Exhale, keep the chest lifted, but drop the shoulders and turn your head. Little by little, look past the left shoulder. Left shoulder can gently press back, and in time you will seal the left arm to the body, no gap between elbow, upper arm, and the torso. Inhale, sit up nice and tall. Keep the chest lifted. When you exhale, suck in your stomach, twist, look to the left, twist, and one more twist. Untwist the spine, undo the arms. Very nice. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, legs locked, please. Arms over the head, inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, let's do the breathing exercise. Everyone sit on your heels, knees and feet together. So now the spine is neutral, but we're going to move the abdominal organs, move the air, exercise the lungs. All right, so hands on the thighs, elbows locked, shoulders down. Focus one point in front of you, keep the neck straight and the head lifted. Let's begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. Looks good, Lisa. Belly goes in, 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 in. Good, user. And then you let it right back out. Suck it in, and then immediately it goes out. It's the opposite of holding it in. It almost bounces in and then out. It's so fast. Good, Mom. Keep the chest lifted. Try to move at the belly button, but not so much at the upper spine. Upper spine lifted. Elbows locked will help you to keep the spine stationary. Now a little bit stronger. Try to push out more air with each one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take one deep breath in by the nose. Exhale, breathing. Lock your elbows. Bracing the spine and rib cage with your upper arms. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep the chest up. Shoulders down. Lock your elbows. Looks great, Carolyn. Pull the belly in and out. There's no time that the belly stays in, though. It just goes in to exhale and right back out. Now a little stronger. If you miss one or two, just join back in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday again, Lynn. Oh my goodness. What a great way to have a birthday. Great practice, all of you. Thanks for being here and for your lovely musical contributions. Awesome. All right, go ahead, relax on your back. You can separate the feet and hands. Just kind of get sorted out here with the body parts, your hips and thighs and feet comfortable. Arms, hands, shoulders, upper back. Just get settled so you don't have to fidget around during your savasana. You can relax the jaw, relax the face. Relax your abdominal wall so you notice that it's moving along with your breathing. Continue to concentrate on that. As a result, you will relax and cross over into a deep state, concentration, relaxation, meditation. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Please let me know if you have any questions, even if it's little stuff about your particular posture situation. That's what I'm here for. I love it. So please let me know, or you can post it in the Q&A, and we can all learn from it. You're always invited to do this. Bye, everybody.